Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One day, for some reason, we as men decided this was a manly thing. This wasn't a manly thing to like anymore.
Okay.
And what's weird about it is it wasn't always that way. Just a few decades ago, it was totally fine to not only go to these live, but know every single word of the songs. Someone in this room believes, despite the fact that we'll deny it, the love of those never went away for guys, and that we are just keeping it hidden from the rest of the world. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tony!
Yeah, buddy.
Big news coming out of the Auditorium Theater.
Well, what's coming to town?
The musical Mamma Mia!
Oh.
Is on its way. It's a musical set to the hits of ABBA. And not only has the musical been a monster success, spending 25 years on the stage, it's 25th anniversary, it's spawned multiple successful movie adaptations. Is the third one coming out soon?
I think, is it already out? I know
Mamma Mia Part 3?
Yeah, there might be a, there's another one coming.
I don't know how many there are.
There's a lot of Mamma Mia.
Shares in it,
Shares in it.
Oh, there you go.
So tickets to this show, when it comes to Rochester, Mamma Mia, could be hard to come by, which is strange, Tommy, because when you think musical theater, there's like a whole generation of people who, or excuse me, a whole gender of people who don't even want to participate.
Or you think you don't.
Because like you don't want to go see Mamma Mia.
No. I'm not, I don't get musicals.
Okay, you know, like the same thing. Like, I don't go to musicals, right?
And I grew up where there was a crap load of musicals. They even had ones during, like, World War II.
Okay, so put a pin in that. We'll loop back around to it. We'll loop back around to that. Because someone in this room, despite the fact that you and I say that we don't like musicals, and most men would tell you, no, I don't like musicals, Kimmy says we're lying.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just based on my experience with my husband. Because he loves, when I say loves, like knows every word to every song. He loves the musical Grease.
Okay.
Loves it. Right. Loves the movie. He wants to, he's like, when, do you think, if Grease came to town, the musical, he'd absolutely want to go.
I can't imagine sitting through it.
I saw the movie once.
Okay. But it's like,
you only saw the movie one time. It's always on TV.
She's trying to sound tough. Yeah. She's trying to sound tough.
How many times have you watched
I've probably seen Grease like 50 times.
Like, you sat and watched the entire thing all the way through?
I mean, like, just in random... It was a very popular movie when Kimmy and I were
in
high school.
It was a huge movie when it came out.
No, they re-released it. So this became, like, what girls wanted to watch. So, yeah, I've probably seen it at least 25 times.
I think you believe you could watch it again all the way through? It would suck.
No, I watched it with my kids. I mean, look...
With your kids is not...
But here's the thing. I didn't hate it. It was a good
story.
No,
I didn't either. But, like, to sit through it twice, man. Because I'm trying to think more macho, if you could call them that, musicals. Okay. Like West Side Story. But even that, if you watch the original West Side Story now, you would laugh.
I mean, it's also a
Those choreographed fight scenes with a bunch of white sock sissy boys.
Wait, bro, I mean, let's.
They're holding knives like this.
That's how you hold your knife. That's how you
were eating.
That's how you were cutting your salad last
You're
night.
You're dressed like you could be an extra.
If you want to watch that
show,
you want to pay.
I actually enjoyed
$55 to watch me in a knife fight.
Yes, I actually would pay $55 to watch you in a knife fight.
But there are other musicals. I think like you're forgetting the catalog of music in some of these musicals. Like, there was another one my husband got sucked into that I guess he had never seen before. There's the movie Footloose, and then there's like the musical version. I think they did like a new one a couple years back, and that was on TV. And my husband's like, I don't think I've ever seen this before. And he was doing stuff in the background, but also paying attention to the movie. He's like, oh, I know a lot of this music. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Footloose.
All right, so you're here to say, Kimmy.
Yeah.
That every man secretly has a favorite musical.
Like, you love it.
I think like there may be songs that you love that you don't realize is from a musical or is in a musical.
I get that. But to, like to say I'm going to go, I'm digging to go see a musical. Like even the one where I dig some of the music.
Yeah.
Bet if, once you plop your ass down, halfway through you're going to be going, God, this sucks.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This may be the most difficult conversation we've ever had in the break room.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. But I think she might be right.
All right.
Like whether or not you'll say it out loud, I think most guys do have a favorite musical. Because I'll be honest with you, I'll start.
All right,
we're going to be a safe space here. I love Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, you do.
You like
yes,
the
you
weirdest
do.
Crap.
I could. I could.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they do it better.
You gotta sit through that.
I could sit through it every day.
It's the Bible.
I understand. The music is fantastic. The performance is phenomenal.
Do they crucify the
yes,
guy?
Yeah, that's how
in
it is.
In a musical?
Spoiler alert, everybody.
I got your cross right here. Just stand right there.
Man, for a guy that doesn't know musicals, you sure jumped into Guys and Dolls real quick. No, man, I could perform the entire... I could perform all of Jesus Christ Superstar for you right now. And if it was coming to town, I would go see
Jesus
Christ
Superstar.
But that
means Christ you
Superstar.
Would like... Because that was a big hippie one when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like hair.
Sure.
And stuff like that. Yeah. You like that?
Well, hair, I mean, I can appreciate
it's based on
hair.
The 70s and...
I know what hair is. Okay. You don't have it. It's a musical. No, I mean, I don't know. I like Jesus Christ Superstar.
You like weird music. Because I forget you're into like Queen. You like Queen, you like musical.
What?
Because Queen's music is like a musical.
Operatic?
Yeah. Operatic.
Bro, I don't like musicals though. Like, I don't want to go see musicals. Like, any other musical you threw at me, I'm like, I'll go if my wife wants me to go. Yeah. I'm not going to be happy about it. Mm. But I love Jesus Christ Superstar, right. And I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why.
And some of them are super ass sad.
Yeah, there are some sad ones.
There are stories that are sad.
I don't want to hear you singing about it.
Why? It helps you work through your emotions.
Like those World War II ones where they're just singing and bombing stuff. And they're dancing on battleships.
Did you also do that when you tried to do your act with a couple of songs in it? Singing and bombing the Tommy Mulet tour? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What's weird about this is it didn't always used to be this way,
right.
But we'll get to that in a sec. Again, with Mamma Mia coming to the Auditorium Theater announced yesterday, Kimmy has a theory based on her husband, who loves the movie musical Grease, that every man, despite the fact that they feel guilty about it for some reason, has a favorite musical. And there's a man here who doesn't have a favorite musical. He's got multiple favorite musicals.
Okay.
Victor's on CMF. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. So I have three, and you guys already named the top two.
Okay.
So Mamma Mia, for me, is first. Grease is second. And then three is Hamilton.
Okay. My kids Hamilton's are into Hamilton. Awesome. My wife is into Hamilton. I wanted to like Hamilton. I didn't like Hamilton.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You didn't like it?
Why? Because there was no rapping back then?
Well, it doesn't make sense because you're doing it's a historical piece.
Yeah.
Which is what you just named. Like.
But the music doesn't... Is set. It's modern music.
Well, that's, yeah.
Well, most music, it wasn't
piece.
Happening during wars and historical times.
And you replay, and Hamilton's a different Hamilton.
What?
What? What do you mean? He's black? Is that what
right.
you're trying to say?
And yeah, Hamilton wasn't
yes.
black.
What's the
it wasn't white.
What
he was white,
is
was
your
black.
Point? What are you saying?
Well, it's a
It's a mixed message. Is what,
well,
you
know, it's based on historical fact, though.
Yes, it is, though. It is based on historical fact.
Well, but he's a black guy.
Yeah.
Not
you know that Jesus wasn't white, right?
I just saw his high school picture. He looked pretty white to me. He looked like he could have been in Grand Funk.
So, Victor, do you go to musicals on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, I go as often as we can.
Why?
The wife mocks me for liking them, but it's my two favorite things combined, right? It's a movie and it's a musical. It's music all in one. It's for me, it's easy.
Okay, so, Victor, did you do musicals when you were in high school, or did you come across this later in life?
I was a singer all through high school and all the way up to about 10 years ago, so that's why.
He can appreciate it.
Grease was the first movie that I actually saw at home on VHS, which is why that's my top one. We watched it over and over because back then you couldn't really get movies at home, and so we would VHS that all the time.
There you go. See, wore out the tape, Danny Zuko, and them tight-ass jeans. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Three top musicals. His wife makes fun of him for wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, and right. I don't want to say this out loud, because right. I don't want to have to keep going to musicals, because, mm-hmm. again, not my favorite place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if we were exposed to more of them, we'd like them.
Well, I feel like they tried to make, I don't know how popular it was, but that Rock of Ages musical.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have hit with guys like Tommy, but I don't know if it did.
Well, like, they've tried that a couple of times. Yeah. Like, we're going to bring, like, dudes in. Like, there was 52nd Street, Billy Joel's musical, where it's all his musical.
But I don't think that did very well, did it?
No, it didn't. Green Day also had a musical, apparently. What was it? Boulevard of Broken Dreams, right? So, like, they've done this a couple. Then there was the Spider-Man musical that bombed big time. Mm-hmm. It does seem like when they try to
That was a weird crossover.
Didn't the guy get hurt in Spider-Man? Like, the cord broke.
Turns out being Spider-Man is dangerous.
Yes.
We got, bro, look at all these dudes coming in defending Kimmy's point that her theory that every man has a secret musical that he loves forever. Shaggle Rock tweets at us, I can go line for line, song for song with the musical Newsies. It's incredible.
Newsies?
I bet you a lot of kids like watch that movie growing up.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. You don't underestimate how syndication has burned some of these musicals into your head, Grease being one of them, Little Orphan Annie the other. Because Annie was always on when I was
a kid.
Isn't
that like a sad movie?
No, it ends. It's got a happy ending.
She's an orphan.
She's an orphan till the end. Spoiler alert, everybody.
All right.
And that's another one Tommy's got a problem. Wait a minute. Wasn't Annie White? No, Jamie Foxx is doing the Annie? Jamie Foxx over there doing it!
Did Jamie Foxx do Annie?
Yeah, they did an updated version with Jamie Foxx.
They've done a couple updated versions.
So the other one I'm thinking of, did you ever see The Wiz? Based on The Wizard of Oz.
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it.
So it's Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was like a huge one back when I was a kid.
And then you went out and picketed it because this is not what The Wizard of Oz is supposed to be.
I never saw it. I haven't seen it a lot. Like, I never saw Footloose.
Is that a musical, though?
Well, no, I never saw the movie.
They made it into a musical. I don't think the original movie was.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure, yeah.
Is The Sound of Music a musical?
Did you ask if the thing that has songs in it...
I know it has songs in it.
It's named The Sound of Music.
But what's the difference between a musical and just that has songs? Because I thought a musical, they sing all the dialogue.
No, there are musicals where you sing all the dialogue. No.
Opera, they sing everything.
No, but like Les Mis is not an opera, but they sing everything.
Do they sing every line?
Jesus Christ Superstar. No.
No.
I thought a musical, they basically sung all the dialogue.
No, musical, they don't.
No.
It's not.
Musical can have...
Dialogue?
Okay, why are we...
Straight dialogue.
Musical can have dialogue, and they can also sing all the songs. But I don't think that makes it an opera, does it?
I thought an opera, like, with every word had to be
I don't know
sung.
Why I'm arguing. I have no background in this. I just got fired
up. So Sound of Music would be a musical.
Yes. The Sound of Music with songs of The Hills Are Alive.
I know.
With the sound
of music. I saw it when I was a kid.
Did you like it?
No.
252 WCMF. Mamma Mia musical with the music from ABBA coming to celebrate its 25th anniversary here in Rochester. It's going to be a big event. And Kimmy's theory is, despite the fact that you don't see a lot of guys at the musical theater, every man has a musical he secretly loves. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
When you put me on hold, I heard Tommy singing the chorus to Jesus Christ Superstar. It went something like this. I could have sworn I heard Pat's mom making that noise once. Terrible.
How could you, man?
Dear Lord.
How could you?
Well, we love Jesus Christ Superstar, Pat, because we're ingrained in that fable, right? We grew up in the Catholic school universe, so I think it's deeply ingrained.
I thought they hated it.
I don't know.
No, the church, when it came out,
they hated it.
But to Jeremy's point, the reason I watched it for the first time is because I had not studied...
You're familiar.
I had not studied my New Testament, and I had a test coming up, and a kid that took it the year before was like, just watch this, and you'll remember it because there's songs. And Jeremy, the music, I mean, it's my kind of music. The music was so good, I just fell in love with it, Jeremy.
Listen, I agree with it. And I am not a musical guy either. But one time I was in New York and my old lady says, let's go do something. Let's go see a musical. I said, yeah, why not? So we went to see Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
Ooh.
If you have not seen this, I almost just cursed. It's that good. It's the
Couldn't
only
you just watch The Temptations?
Shut up over there, little man. Don't hurt yourself.
Because I hear they sing and have dialogue.
I mean, that is kind of a valid point. I mean, I get the story is awesome, but
it's like Jersey Boys are like, just go see Frankie Valli. He's 90 and he's still on the road.
Okay, well, dicks, have a good Friday.
Sorry, Jeremy. There goes Jeremy.
Yeah, you've seen Jersey Boys, right?
Yeah, I walked out.
Really?
But he walked out and he stole the wardrobe and he's wearing it today.
How about this?
I can't believe he walked out.
So we all go on the old show.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the back of their heads. Like, it's a point where they're like...
Did you just get bad seats?
No, like, do you ever see it?
No.
So you're looking at them from behind.
Okay.
And they're performing to a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I paid money to look at the back of Frankie Valli's head.
Well, no, that's, I think that's interesting.
Usually you get that in a limousine. Jesus Christ, man. Why am I doing this?
You're getting an interesting perspective. I thought that that's an interesting way to do it. Thumbs down.
Bro, and I'm not that big of a Frankie. Frankie Valli has some good tunes. I don't want to sit through 2 hours.
Bro, like, you could not look like more of a Frankie. You're built.
I like Frankie Valli.
No, you're built like if they tried to make Frankie Valli, but they ran out of something in the recipe along the way. You're like muffins without sugar Frankie Valli. And, like, the weirdest part about this, Tommy, right, this whole guys and not liking musicals and everything, it didn't always used to be this way. Because your dad's generation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, grew up on musicals, and a lot of them were World War II set to, like, historically bad events.
Yeah.
And then let's break out into song.
No, but I mean, like,
Pacific is the one.
But your dad's generation,
oh, yeah,
people will argue, is the most macho generation,
yeah,
right? The greatest generation. The toughest actors of that generation, yeah. Sinatra and Brando. They started musicals all the time.
They were all singers and dancers.
The most popular music on the radio or sold in record stores was from Broadway musicals. So if the greatest generation of the toughest men we've ever seen in our lives, Storm and Normandy, can go to the theater and enjoy musicals, why do guys have such a problem doing
weird.
It now?
Well, maybe you got to do more tragedy musicals because that's all they were back then.
But you said you don't want that.
No, but maybe that's what get guys to go back. Is Miss Saigon a musical?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I saw it and I can't remember.
Oh my God. How are you so bad at this? If they're singing.
Because I zone out.
If they're singing on the stage, I've never seen Miss Saigon, but I know there's music.
I think you're right. The only thing I thought was cool about Miss Saigon
was the helicopter.
Yeah, because they actually had a helicopter lowered down. I go, that was pretty cool.
So, there's like a playwright who wrote this whole script. There's a man who wrote the music and the lyrics, right? Man or woman. And like it's this phenomenal story that has lived on for. And you went for the helicopter.
That's it.
Okay.
And again, I don't even know how it ended.
Not great.
See?
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Kimmy claims that every man secretly has a favorite musical. Jeremy wants you to go see the Temptations musical. And Tommy did make a good point. You just listen to Temptations record. Dave's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
So you guys missed two big ones, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, I love that one. I take it back. I have two favorite musicals. That is such a great. And what was the other one, Dave? I'm sorry.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I also love that one. Okay, I have three favorite musicals.
Okay, so those are like weirdo kid musicals.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is not a kid musical.
Yeah, but it was always the weird kids. It was always the weird kids that went to that the midnight movies and all that stuff with their squirt guns and their fishnet stockings.
No, but the music in that musical is great and the story is really
unique.
Well, you
also like Meatloaf.
I do love Meatloaf.
I can't stand Meatloaf.
Oh, no.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light was playing when I was driving into work this morning. Whole ride, I got one song. How great is that?
I know.
Dave, great call, buddy. Great call. Have a good rest of the day. Maybe I do.
I saw Little Shop of Horrors at the theater.
I love.
You hated that too. Did you walk out of that?
No, we were stuck. But it's like I'm watching this plant eat people, and they're trying to do it in a play, and it didn't work.
What entertained
It was
you?
A play.
I know, but like it looks stupid.
It's not really eating them.
It's not
a real plant, guys.
Look, now I feel like even more of a, like, if we're going to be honest here, there is a song in Little Shop of Horrors where that girl realizes, like, that guy Seymour likes her and she likes him. I think it's called Suddenly Seymour. And when I watch it, I almost get emotional.
So
I feel that woman.
Is it Rick Moranis play, like, the kind of, like, weakling
Seymour,
guy?
That's his name,
And he, like, had the plant, right?
Yeah, it was his plant.
And it was his job to keep getting people to throw into the plant.
You got it, yes.
Which kind of makes him a dick.
Yeah, well, no, it's... But you
like, he's killing people.
You didn't pay attention, right?
People are getting eaten alive.
Oh, my God.
I'm supposed to feel sorry for
you should
dude,
know, the way they write it.
Because he's luring people. It'd be like Jaws the Musical, where he lures people
exists.
Down to the beach and be eaten by the shark.
But only bad people are being eaten. It's a question
they are still
of...
Be, that still
I
makes
understand.
You a terrible person.
It's a question of morality.
How bad were these people that were getting eaten by the plant?
One guy was abusing the guy that the woman that he's into.
But he still shouldn't be eaten alive. That doesn't make you any better than the abuser.
Okay, we're not going down this road. Let's take a break. Go watch Little Shop of Horrors. It's a great musical. Oh my God, I have three musicals.
Look at you.
I feel cultured this morning.
Look at you, big Rick Moranis man.
I do love Rick. How do you not love? Now we're getting off topic.
Because he was also in your other movie.
He was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He was in Ghostbusters.
I
forgot he was in that.
And he played like a weirdo in that one.
Yeah.
He's like resident weirdo.
He's a great movie. He's
what
a great actor.
What character do you think you would play if you were in a movie?
What character do you think you play in life?
I don't know. Nice guy.
You look like
I got a dozen of force feed people to plants.
Are you sure
just
about
force
that?
Feed people garbage every day at a microphone. And you also look like Rick Moranis if they forgot an ingredient.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.